Perhaps you've heard the name Apropos. A local artist who's been gaining popularity globally for his Motown-inspired sound. He's a great performer. He just released his debut solo album, Versatility, in late 2018, and it was at that point that musical greats like Elton John and Michigan native Kem sang the praises of Apropos. And he is joining us live in studio, as well as Culture Shift's own Tia Graham. Hey, Tia, take it away.
Hey, Amanda. Thank you so much. And we are joined in studio by Apropos, and he has his whole entire band with him. Before we get started, before we start to talk back and forth right now, give us a rundown of everyone you have with you today.
Man, Detroit, you know I had to bring the boys with me. You know what I'm saying? So happy to see you, Tia. On drums, we have my brother, Reggie Banger Williams. Y'all give it up for him. On bass, Rick Marone, Rico, you know what I'm saying? And then we got White Chocolate, my brother White Chocolate, Kent Crawley on the guitar and vocals, man, you know. Hey, my brother Mike Harrison on the piano and keyboards, man.
Yes.
We're happy to be here, man.
Yes.
This is the Apropos band, man. So.
Yes, thank you so much for all of you all being here today. It's a gross Monday. It's rainy. It's nasty. But you all are going to be here to help lighten up the mood a little bit. And the thing I love the most about local musicians, local bands that we're seeing here, once again, I see two people that I've seen before in this band. So it's lovely to see that you all work together. You get around and you're always, you know, just working. That's what's just great to see y'all working, you know, as artists in the city of Detroit. So, you know, just talking to you starting out, talk about your start. You started playing piano at 7. Mm-hmm. How did it expand from there?
Through church, playing drums at church and just listening to a lot of soul and gospel music, and really going into my early 20s, just not only studying music, you know, theory and things like that, and some, you know, college courses, but also just studying musicians like Marvin Gaye, David Ruffin, the start of Motown, like actually like learning the startup years and, you know, when certain artists signed, and just getting used to that whole sound. Like Maxine Powell, you know, understanding that there was a whole charm school and a way to walk and talk like a Motown musician. That's what really, you know, got me to where I am today.
And when we talk about Motown, of course, it's a legacy. We were born and raised in Detroit. It's kind of in our blood kind of thing. So talk about keeping that legacy going and expanding on it with your sound.
Well, the way to expand on that is to take it with me no matter what genre that I may step into. I love country, I love rock, I love hip hop, but you know, no matter what lane I go into, I always carry that Motown sound with me. We have so many greats that have came from this city. I love my brothers that rap. I love my, you know, my rock star brothers that, you know, get on the guitar and do their thing. But I think it's time for me to shine in my lane of Motown. And to represent for the city of Detroit and become one of the legends that maybe like Eminem or Royce da 5'9" is a legendary rapper that comes from the city, or Jack White is a legendary rock star that comes from the city. I think it's time for Apropos to get that recognition and become a legend of the new Motown sound.
And I love that you said that, because we talked a little bit about that. I believe it was Friday. We talked a little bit about the artistry that's coming out and some of the bigger names and who's next up and who's next on deck. That's and you're already calling it Manifestation.
I am. I mean, to be honest, you know, I support everyone in their dreams and their lane. But I can very humbly and with respect say that I am the new Motown voice of Detroit, and I am carrying what the legends of the past, you know, laid down. You know, I'm picking that up and carrying the torch, and I'm running with it. You know, I am Motown, and you know, it's gonna come back. It's not going to be a thing of the past, because I can keep it alive.
All right. Well, we want to hear a little bit of that right now, so go ahead and take it away. What's the first song?
This first song is called Simple, produced by my brother Black Noise. You know, I wrote this song in the summertime. And it really just started off with a very just melancholy production from Black Noise. And after I added the vocals of the chorus, we just turned it into a whole song. So I hope everyone likes it. This is another ode to Detroit. This is new modern Motown sound. It's called Simple. Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Always do the clap. Yeah. And it's like, it's so weird to have the single clap. I know, but I love to do the clap. Good. So thank you so much for that performance. That was amazing. All of you, thank you so much. You know, your voice is absolutely amazing and it's powerful. How or why or how did you even discover your own sound?
You know, growing up in church and, you know, my father being a minister and, you know, of course, my mother being involved, after all of my training and, you know, taking choruses and, you know, learning how to play piano and being in choir, as I got older, I started to realize, wait, this is, I have some knowledge and I'm thankful for the education, but this is a gift. This is something I was born with. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, once I started tapping into the actual gift, like realizing that, hey, like, you know, some people can sing a song like, you know, looking back on when I was a little nappy head, but then I come in, looking back on when I was a little nappy headed boy, you know, that soul, you know, it comes from deep in. And, you know, once I started to actually, you know, realize who I am as a singer and realize that this is something that I'm born with, that's when I just took off, you know. I think that's when I realized, is when I could dig deep and realize that this is something that I was born with. This mm-hmm. isn't just something that I learned.
And when you decided to transition into becoming a full-time musician, what was that like for you?
Scary. Because you know, our parents and our grandparents always say, you know, you have a backup plan, you know, you gotta, you know, God gives you this, but you gotta, you know, you gotta do something else. But you know, just like realizing that I was born with natural, you know, that natural talent of vocals, I also realized that this is the only thing that I can really do comfortably and the only thing that I'm really good at. I mean, I'm okay at other things, but, you know, if there's not a stage or a microphone, you know, I'm not really too comfortable. So that's why I had to just dive deep and just get into this full time, you know.
So talk a little bit about some of the music that you released last year and what you're looking forward to this year in 2023.
Well, last year was I really realized that there was really no rush. So I released two singles. I was fortunate enough the year before that to do some features with Bruiser Brigade. I worked with Zaloopers, Danny Brown, Bruiser Wolf. So I built up a little momentum with the features, but last year I just decided to release these two songs, Simple and Spiritual Surgery. Simple, you just heard, and Spiritual Surgery. Those were just strictly odes to Motown and just letting people know that I'm not going to release anything that doesn't have that Motown sound, because I had always tried before to, you know, get in the pop lane. And,
yeah, switch it up.
Anybody listening may have heard Versatility. There was a lot of pop music on there. Like, even the song that Elton John really loved, it's like, I appreciate that, bruh, but, you know, there's no real, you know, I ain't got no David Ruffin tones in there, nothing like that. But the two songs from last year, yes, those were strictly just to show Detroit that, you know, I'm crying out to y'all. This is real Motown music, you know, so,
And, you know, we talk a little bit about some of the music. You talked about that pop side there. Why is it so important for you, you think, to not steer or not go into that lane? You know what I mean? Where artists feel as if they have to change themselves almost completely in order to fit in. Why do you think it's so important for you to stay authentic to your sound while also rising to stardom?
Well, because I feel like the reward is going to be so great, you know. You know, one of my dreams is to get recognized from the label Motown, no matter how much they've changed. How great of a gift would it be to be from Detroit, to not have left Detroit, to still, you know, be showing up at Detroit, these, you know, doing residencies at, you know, Detroit Foundation Hotel or Willis Show Bar, or, you know, playing at Aretha Franklin Theater, staying in Detroit. That's why I want to show that I can bring that type of sound back without having to leave. I left in 2018 and did my album in London, but I came back. You know, Allie Willis, one of my mentors, she told me my life could change if I moved to L.A. She said, come on, come to L.A. You know, your life probably changed in 6 months. Well, I want to put in the work in Detroit and get recognized for the work in Detroit. You know, we have all these other superstars that are rising to stardom in different lanes of different genres of music. But here I am staying in the Motown lane. I want to get to where they're at. You know, Babyface Ray, shout out to him. You know, Zaloopers, Danny Brown, shout out to him. Like I said earlier, Jack White. It's like, y'all did this in Detroit. Look where y'all at. I'm doing this Motown sound in Detroit. I'm trying to get to where they're at. So I just, you know, I'm just going to stick with it. I know the reward is going to be great. I know that I am going to be, you know, known for, hey, that guy brought the sound back.
Nice. Yeah. We are live right now with Apropos. He is here with his entire band. Excuse me. And we're actually going to take it away with another song whenever you're ready.
Yeah, the song is called Spiritual Surgery. This song was produced and written by Dave Wilder. Shout out to him. Good afternoon, Detroit.
Tell me what.
I'm hoping Detroit's up right now. Thank you so much for that performance. Thank you all so very much for that performance. Actually, it's so great. Amanda says she's thinking right now. She wanted to know a little bit more about your Motown and the etiquette and style teachers that you were talking about, if you can get into that.
Well, I always wish that Maxine Powell was still around, because her modeling school, I would have loved to be a student there. But no, I mean, I just from YouTube and reading books like Zeola Gay's book on Marvin, Marvin's sister, you know, watching documentaries on Marvin Gaye, you know, watching documentaries on Motown, and just understanding what it's like to just be a Detroit musician, how to walk, how to talk. You know, when I put on a suit, when I dress casual, I still have that Motown swag, as they like to say these days, or I don't know, maybe that was a couple years ago. They say, do they still say swag? I don't know. But yeah, just you know, I just love to live and breathe it, man. You know, some of my favorite decades, man, 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. is just when that sound was born. Mm-hmm. You know, from Berry Gordy and that amazing team. It's just incredible.
You hit on it a little bit earlier. You talked about it a little bit earlier, but you know, the church, the Black church, especially, mm-hmm. especially here in the city of Detroit, you talked about that and how it helped, you know, influence who you are today. Mm-hmm. Talk about how it truly did influence your style and your rhythm and your pacing and all types of things when it comes to your vocal performances.
Tia, that's such a good question. And unplug something. It's all good. I don't need to hear myself.
Okay.
No, that's such a good question, because it all, again, comes from, you know, just like the question about, you know, the charm school and, you know, how to walk and talk like a Motown musician. Same thing with the church. It's, you know, it's realizing, it's just using your gift, you know, it's using your gift. Thanks, brother. You about to put me back up?
Yep, you're going to put his headphones back. You're all good.
one more time.
Yeah, nope, just a little bit about the influence of the Black church and why it was so important to you and how it influenced your vocal performances.
Studying the history of gospel and realizing that comes from, you know, Negro spirituals, and why we can listen to a gospel song that sounds painful but makes us happy, or listen to a Motown song that sounds painful but makes us happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you really dig deep and realize the root of why you're hearing these melodies and, you know what I'm saying, these harmonies, and whether the guitar makes a certain sound or the, you know, strings make a certain sound. Once you know that, it just it's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the church music does. That's what the church music does for me. So,
you know, recently I saw you perform this weekend, actually.
Uh-huh.
You did an amazing job with Black Hand Side at the Carr Center. It's a
Thank
new
you.
Group that recently was formed. But it's a very eclectic, different group. It's like a vibe session type of group.
Yeah.
So you started this group up. Can you talk just a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Gully, the founder of this group. I like the way Gully described it. It's just, you know, young Black men trying to do something out here in Detroit, you know? But no, it really is. My manager actually described it in the best way. What'd you say again, Spencer?
It's what modern Detroit music should sound
like. It's what modern Detroit music should sound like. And, I mean, that really just wraps it up. It's just, you know, you have these amazing musicians, you know, saxophone, flute, trumpet, drums, bass, keys, and we go out and just make modern Detroit music, but it still has, it's like an umbrella, because it still has all of the other stuff underneath it. You know, it still has hip hop, it still has jazz, you know, undertones, and you know, blues, and we all just get up there and just explode on stage. It's great. It's
yeah,
great.
It is,
and I'm
great.
So glad you were there and enjoyed it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People get a chance to see it. Yeah. See you all. I mean, I know you haven't done too many performances just yet. You're going to start building up to more.
That was our second one.
See, so yeah. You know, just seeing that, I'm excited about the future of Black Hand Side and to see what they're doing. And also, the Carr Center. Of course, we talk about them here on the show quite a bit. But you were also there at the Carr Center.
Oh,
just talk about having that space there and being able to perform with Jessica Care
Man,
Moore.
Man, all Black spaces, man. you know, but recently finding out more about that and being more familiar with it recently, I will always, you know, support the Carr Center. And also hearing, I think y'all were talking to something about they've been moved around a few times.
Yeah, they have.
So we really got to keep them alive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We do.
So, yeah, 100%.
Alrighty then. So we have one more song to go.
That's right.
And this is how we're going to kind of end the show and mm-hmm. send everyone off. So hopefully they're being sent off with happy, you know, feelings, vibes, good vibes coming in here.
Yeah, little bit. You know, this song I want to dedicate this to Chris Cornell. You know, I know I've talked a lot about Motown. But rock, alternative music was also one of my first loves. But Chris Cornell actually lost his life in the city of Detroit. And I've always wanted to do this cover. And I think a great place to do that is on, you know, the WDET airwaves. So this song is, you know, Like a Stone. Shout out to Audio Slave and Chris Cornell, man. Rest in peace for sure. And I love you, Detroit. I love you, Detroit. And nobody but God is gonna love you the way that I do.
Apropos.
That's a free tag.
Until my death.
Apropos, I can't even get the name out all the way through. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a cover I didn't think I needed. I can't wait to go back and listen to this now. Like, I'm super excited about that. That was so amazing. Thank you
Spencer
all
over there
so
freaking
much.
Out looking.
I mean, I know he had chills. Yeah. I saw him. He was conducting over man. Here. Spencer's a manager. So, you know, as we're wrapping up right now, you know, just give listeners a little, you know, a message to warm them up as we go on throughout the, I guess you can say the rest of the year.
Well, first off, I just want to thank my brothers again for being here. If you're in the car or listening at home, just clap your hands or make some noise out there or something for my brothers, man, because, you know, they came in here and took time out of their day to do this. Also want to thank WDET. And really, I mean, I'm going to just have to say it again. The best thing I can say is, I love you, Detroit, and nobody but God is going to love you the way that I do.
Apropos, everyone, thank you so much. That was actually the last song we had was a cover there, Chris Cornell. Go ahead.
Audio Slave. And I do want to say as well, if you'd like to come join us at Willis Show Bar, we are doing Marvin versus Stevie this Wednesday. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a Marvin set, then we're going to do a Stevie set. You know, we mix them all together. So come check us out. Come see the Apropos band, and let's have a good time.
No cover.
Yeah, no cover before 8 o'clock.
And so, that's right at the Willis Show Bar, right at Willis and 3rd, right?
That's right.
Right up the street
come,
from here.
Come through.
Yes, thank you so much, all of you all, for taking time out to be on WDET's Culture Shift, and we cannot wait to have you all back.
Thank you so much, T. Appreciate you.
Amanda?
Are we supposed to continue the show after that?
I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. Yeah, I think I'm just going to wrap it up. It's time. We're done.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You so much, you guys. It was amazing.
Thank you, Amanda. And hello, everybody in there. What's going on? Thank you.
It's 101.9 WDET. The show is Culture Shift. We'll be back just after this.